part of, a prairie with a real rough surface. And some are red, some are red and black. Besides all those other berries.
Would that be black natives?
Could be all raspberry. Yeah.
No, we never grow raspberries.
I don't think you have that many. You have that many right here. Some berries that aren't supposed to be eaten, and if they killed you, you might say that they were not the kind of berry, but that they're poisonous. Would you?
I can't recall.
What about the large flowering tree? We have some around here, the big white flowers.
Magnolia green floral.
You have any magnolia?
Yeah.
Are they real hard to?
No, they're not hard to grow.
I've heard people say so they didn't have any luck with them.
Well, I didn't have any difficulty
trying to. We had a huge, and I know I got in trouble at George Southern because I picked a magnolia bloom and found out the next day that there was a $25 fine for making the magnolia blossom, so I didn't do that anymore. They didn't make me pay it, but I would have had to if I'd ever picked another. So we didn't ever pick any more when we found that out. We put them in our room at the door and thought that was really, they were so pretty. But they don't last when you cut them, do they?
Turn brown.
Have you ever painted any?
Yes, I love to paint my nose.
What about a bush that's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers, and sometimes it blooms in the late spring. Can you think of
are you talking about the crepe myrtle?
I think that could be that. How about a mountain laurel?
Now, we don't have mountain laurels.
Not at all. How about rhododendron?
Well, now, I have heard there's some rhododendron that grows in the upper part of the county. And I have heard they used to have a lot of mountain laurel and rhododendron up at Omaha Springs, you know, near Avery.
Is there a place named Omaha Springs in Jefferson County?
You know, but we'll have to go up there sometime. There's a big old four-story hotel, wooden hotel, still remains out there. And a spring, and it used to be a watering place, you know, a little Indian Springs, you know. Everybody around here used to go to Indian Springs in the summer to drink. They thought the water had some curative properties. They'd pack up bags and get on the train, take the children and the nurse and all the trunks and go to Indian Springs. And I just thought, if we were just wealthy enough to go to Indian Springs. But Omaha Springs, now I don't recall ever having heard of anyone going there. But, you know, from around here. But the old hotel still remains.
Where was it? Did people go there even close around to drink the water or to swim?
That's what they say. And then later on, of course, it hasn't been run as a hotel in many, many years. But it's favorite picnic grounds for people. And they say it was once beautiful, but the only time I ever went there, it was run down and overgrown.